Bonsoir, good evening, konbanwa, buongiorno a tutti. My name's Andy, I'm the editor of Rice and Zen, and I just had a little thought that I haven't yet formed into an article, but it's based on an experience I had today. I've been living in Japan for 4 years, and I received an email from a girl asking me could I use more emoji or smileys in my emails because she found it scary to receive emails that were all text. And obviously, that's a big statement. Culturally, that says a lot, and it kind of hit me quite. It kind of struck me as very telling. And then I realized that I think she's, in a way, she's right. I know what she means. After living here for 4 years, I do feel there's a certain, not menace, but perhaps receiving an email that is blank text without smileys is roughly akin to having somebody speak or grunt at you in monotone all the time. And it's the kind of thing that leads to you saying, "Are you okay? Is something wrong?" Like, it makes you believe there's a problem. And yeah, I'd never noticed it until she pointed that out. But that is the extent to which people rely on smileys to understand each other's feelings. They need emoji to get their mood across. It's a lot of their emails are blanket generic sentences, and it's the emoji that give you their feelings, their mood, their level of excitement, or their level of piss offness, perhaps. If there's lots of angry looking characters with clouds over their heads, you can tell that something's not right. So perhaps you could say this is down to an inadequacy in the language, perhaps English, that some people believe to be the richest language in the world, gives you access to nuance that doesn't require emoji, or perhaps it is common not to state overtly in language in Japanese how you're feeling, but to state very softly things could be better. But then to communicate your real feeling with a series of pictures. Whether you believe it's due to sort of the style of communication or the language itself, I haven't decided that for myself yet, but it is important not to underestimate how crucial emoji are out here to people. Perhaps, well, I was going to say women, but perhaps it's partly due to the infantilization and feminization of Japanese culture that these are so important to the market that most people refuse to buy an iPhone because they still believe that emoji aren't available when emailing on an iPhone. And that, in hindsight, that could have been one of Apple's biggest mistakes, was not making emoji available from the off, because although they are available now in several guises and several formats and several applications, including Apple's own texting and mailing applications, most people still believe they're not there. And that is enough to put almost everyone I've spoken to off buying an iPhone. Now, to a Westerner, that seems ridiculously and childish and a completely shallow viewpoint of what is a very deep and useful smartphone operating system. But it is important not to underestimate that here. It is one of the foundations, one of the building blocks of communication, mobile communication here. And without that, you've got nothing to build on, it seems. So, yeah, let me know what you think of that. If you live in Japan, does that make sense to you? If you live outside of Japan, does that seem completely ridiculous to you? Let me know what you think. I'm currently unboxing and migrating my new iMac. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of kit, and it is migrating smoothly from my Time Machine backup. I recommend strongly that you keep Time Machine backups, and preferably another kind, maybe a super duper clone of your own for these eventualities when your MacBook dies and you find yourself upgrading. It's got another hour to go on the migrate, so I'm going to pop out and try and find a mini DVI connector, because my existing DVI cables that I've been using for my PowerBook and MacBook are not compatible with the iMac, which means I have to drop another Ichimaneno $100 on a connector for this computer, which I think is a dick move on Apple's part. But I'll be talking a little more about their decisions in an upcoming video feature on the unboxing of my new 27-inch iMac Core i5, and I will be trying to take a closer look at that screen and see if the yellow tinting issue that has been very common is still a problem, or if Apple has indeed fixed it as they claim. So, I will be in touch very soon with a new video feature on of riceandzen.org. See you there. Bye bye.